lot of the bankers and investors said, hey, you know, you guys are going to get destroyed by, you know, the big cereal companies like Kellogg's and General Mills. And none of the bankers were interested in giving a loan except one.
I'm your host, Dave Knox, and this is Predicting the Turn, a show that helps business leaders meet their industry's inevitable disruption head on.
Welcome to another episode of Predicting the Turn. Today, we sit down with Arjun Stevens, who is the president of Nature's Path. Arjun, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Dave.
Awesome. I want to start with your amazing kind of journey that you've had. Nature's Path was started 40 years ago by your parents. What inspired your parents to launch this company in the very first place?
My dad was a hippie before the hippies existed. So he was a beatnik. He was an artist, an explorer. And as an artist, his travels took him to India, where he met my mom. And together, they came back and started natural food businesses. So they started the first vegetarian restaurant in Western Canada in 1967. And then one of the first health food stores that wasn't just selling pills and tonics, but was selling real healthy food in 1971 in Vancouver, Canada. And then from there, Nature's Path started in 1985. I was born in 1981 myself. And as a kid, we always had to work in the restaurant and we had to do a lot of things to help out with the business. So it was natural as I grew older to join the business after I graduated from university. And Nature's Path was really started with just a simple idea, which was to always leave the soil or the earth better than we found it. And that's what my grandfather told my dad growing up on a farm on Vancouver Island back in the 40s and 50s.
Talk about that path of the business and where you've taken it over the years. Nature's Path is still 100% family owned. Have there been pressures to bring in outside investors, think about financing the growth in a different way?
In the early days, it was really tough. I remember my mom and dad really struggling to get the business off the ground. And it was very difficult, the financing. They mortgaged the house 7 times. And as the business got more successful, because at the time there was no organic food available on store shelves. We were really the first organic certified breakfast cereal brand in the world. And a lot of the bankers and investors said, hey, you guys are going to get destroyed by big cereal companies like Kellogg's and General Mills. And none of the bankers were interested in giving a loan except one. And we were very fortunate to get a loan to start the business. And today, a lot of the big multinational food companies are very interested in organic foods. We started off with this niche, and today they're all looking to, you know, independent organic food brands, so much so that there's very few organic independent food brands left today on the market, and we're one of the few remaining. So there has been pressure over the years, and we're very proud to stay independent and family-owned.
Think about those early days for the business. As you mentioned, you were the first kind of certified organic. When that was a word that people hadn't really heard, they didn't know what it meant, what was that education process in the early days to really say what it meant and why people should care about it?
Really, our first educational billboards were our packaging. It was really highlighting what organic meant. And for us, and organic means healthier soil, free from all these chemicals and preservatives and artificial flavors and colors, things that people are more take for granted nowadays, but at the time was revolutionary. So we had right on the package stories of the farmers or stories of these ancient grains that nobody had heard of at the time, like quinoa and amaranth and millet. And we talked about how the First Nations or Indigenous peoples of North America use these grains and the health benefits behind them. So we were really proud to really use our packaging as an educational piece, and not only the front, the back, the sides of the packaging, but actually on the inside of the packaging. So when consumers could take it home, it said, hey, look inside to learn more about organic farming and agriculture. And we launched the first kids cereal, organic certified kids cereal in North America. And on the inside, we talked about the gorillas that we were saving and the partnership with Diane Fossey, and our Choco Chimps product talked about Jane Goodall and how you can adopt a chimpanzee. So really, as it relates to educating, when you don't have much money for marketing, your packaging, and at the time, of course, the website had to be really different. And capture those people in those first 5 seconds as they're walking down the aisle and say, okay, I'm willing to give this upstart disruptive brand a chance. And I don't really know what organic means, but maybe I'll learn more after I take it home.
Related to that, as you build the brand and you educate on organic, you had a lot of choices to make about innovation and product development. How did you approach that, and what really guided that approach along the way?
Some of the things that we really looked at the time was, how can we make things just healthier than what's out here? We know that there's a lot of great favorites out there, whether that's, say, Corn Flakes or Rice Krispies. A lot of times used ingredients that were genetically modified, or they naturally would be gluten-free, but they weren't gluten-free because they put in molasses or other ingredients that were contaminated with wheat or with gluten. So for us, it was at the first, it was looking at some of the main classics. But then as we progressed as a company, we started looking at, hey, what are some of these unique ingredients out there that are really leading the edge with superfoods? So we were the first company to use flax seeds in cereal and granola. I know it sounds more ubiquitous now, but at the time we went to a scientific conference and we saw, hey, there's a lot of people talking about omega-3s and brain health and heart health. So those were some of the things that we did. We looked at chia, which at the time was just known for the chia pets. And we were seeing that, hey, this unique little seed has been consumed by the Incas and people of South America for thousands of years, and it's a super healthy seed. So we looked at a lot of superfoods as well, whether that was acai coming out of the Amazon, and we were able to bring these to our categories that we competed in a unique way and a differentiated way.
You guys have a mission that's your true north, if you will. How has that guided maybe things that you passed on versus things you leaned into?
For us, our strong foundation is that we're always organic. We truly the strength of organic, of regenerating the earth. So over the years, as we've launched products, a lot of our competitors have actually been quote unquote natural. And natural doesn't really mean anything. Natural can mean whatever the company wants it to mean, whereas organic has a strong foundation of being backed up by legislation and the law. If you break that law around organic and use non-organic ingredients in there, you can face stiff penalties and even go to jail. So for us, organic is the true north for us. On top of that, we've layered fair trade, non-GMO. And it really goes back to my grandfather. My grandfather fought in World War I. He lied about his age when he was 16, and he fought in the trenches of Belgium and France. And he came back from World War I with a lot of trauma, and he found solace through organic farming and getting his hands dirty and growing things in the soil. And that's where my dad grew up, on a farm on Vancouver Island. And he used to take my dad down to the beaches of Vancouver Island, and together they collected the kelp and the seaweed. They spread it between the rows of the strawberries and raspberries. He told my dad, always leave the soil better than you found it. And that's really our guiding principle at Nature's Path, our mission. It's why we still stay independent and why we make all of our products organic, certified.
Talent is a big part of predicting the turn. And as we talk about talent, I wanted to mention one of our sponsors, Hunt Club. Imagine the power of the best marketers in the world helping you to find your next marketing leader. That's the power of Hunt Club. Hunt Club is a new category of talent company that powers the network of experts, connectors, and business leaders to help you find the best talent. Let's face it, recruiting hasn't changed with the times. Hunt Club is changing the recruiting game by leveraging technology and crowdsourced referrals to find you the best people possible for your company. Stop paying job boards that don't work or recruiting firms that recycle the same active candidates. Partner with Hunt Club.
You hit upon that difference of organic versus natural, and there are others that unfortunately haven't maybe taken as principled of a view and use a word more for buzz than for meaning. How do you talk to consumers about that difference of organic and natural and elevate the category along at the same time?
That's probably our biggest challenge as the overall organic industry and within our companies. There's so much greenwashing out there. There could be regenerative agriculture, which really means that you're taking some practices to regenerate the soil in terms of your climate practices and maybe not tilling. But if it isn't organic regenerative, you're using all sorts of herbicides and pesticides and fertilizers that actually do the opposite of regenerative. They're putting these toxic chemicals into the air, into the water, into our bodies. So I think it's a big challenge for us as a movement, organic movement, and as a company to educate more and more consumers. I think we do it, though, through our taste. If you taste a really great product and it's organic, maybe you want to eat it again and make a habit of it. We believe that all consumers vote with their forks and their knives and their spoons, and we want to have great tasting products that are healthy for you that people are going to want to take and incorporate into their daily life. So we're really proud that some of our products have the highest loyalty rates relative to our competition. I think it really comes down to the taste of them as well. There's the nutritional macros that you can have, the proteins and the fats and the salt and the sugar. But at the same time, really coming up where you can marry these functional benefits with great taste. I think that's where Nature's Path has been really successful over the years.
Earlier, you talked about the origin story for the business and being proudly Canadian business and brand. Recently, you've really started putting a bigger push of expansion into new markets, particularly the U.S. How did that come to be, and what steps have you been taking in that expansion?
We were really proud since the very early days to be able to market and sell our products into the U.S. So we were one of the first suppliers of the predecessors of Whole Foods at the time, and Whole Foods bought up a lot of little chains throughout the United States on its way to becoming the leader that it was. And as we look specifically at our growth pattern and where we want to see the brand, we see the United States is a huge opportunity for Nature's Path. There's so much population here in the U.S., of course, so many people that have been eating not as healthy foods. So really helping to change the habits and make healthy organic food available to all Americans is our goal. We just don't want to be sold at the very fancy health food stores and independent stores, but we want organic to be available to everyone. And that's also why we are big supporters of food banks and charities that are related to food insecurity across North America and the U.S.
I want to dive in on that last point of the commitment that you've made for food banks. Especially in today's environment, food insecurity is an increasing priority. How have you thought about that as a company? What's been the steps that you've taken to support?
My wife and I, when we got married 15 years ago, we created a product called Love Crunch. And as a favor at our wedding, we gave Love Crunch out to all of our guests. My wife and I created it together. We took dark chocolate chunks, we added strawberries and raspberries and granola, and we gave it out to all of our friends and family, and we asked them to do a gift of giving. So our guests from around the world, they volunteered. Some of them volunteered at soup kitchens, some of them volunteered in different community organizations. One of our friends in Germany handed out tulips at a train station with a love note, just expressing gratitude. And at the end of the wedding, after 2 days, so many of our guests came up to us and said, "Wow, this is the most delicious granola. How can you, where can we get it?" And we said, "We have no intention of selling it at this time." And our friends from Whole Foods, one of our buyers, came up to us afterwards and said, "Hey, we really want to sell this." And we said, "If we can partner up to launch this product, but help people in need." And Whole Foods was very gracious in partnering up with us to support their micro lending and microfinance organization, the Whole Planet Foundation. And together we helped women entrepreneurs in the developing world start their own businesses with a donation from each box of Love Crunch. And after that initial launch with Whole Foods, we said, how can we expand this in a much bigger way? So we decided to support food banks. So with every bag of Love Crunch that we sell through our Bite for Bite program, we donate an equivalent amount of food to food banks with a minimum donation of $2 million a year. So we've just celebrated 15 years of Love Crunch. My wife and I have been married that long, and we've just hit $40 million in food bank donations through the Love Crunch brand, which is really exciting for us to see how many people are able to get organic food at the food bank. And it's incredibly important today in today's environment as more and more people are struggling and the economy where it is at today as well.
You're building upon Love Crunch and that great mission that you have, how have you thought about expanding, and when do you do a new brand and new name versus under the Nature's Path umbrella? How do you think about all of the different brand architecture choices that you make for Nature's Path?
Some of it's been through trial and error. So we've launched into different categories over the years, some of which have been very successful and others which have failed. And I think that's part of innovation and part of business is learning as you're doing, because I think there's so many reasons not to do something. So as it relates to Nature's Path, over the years, we've learned that really Nature's Path stands for organic. It stands for breakfast and also snack as it relates to granola, but granola is 50% eaten as for breakfast. And then over the years, we've looked to partner and to acquire some different brands that allow us to go into different spaces. So we've acquired the K-Pasta business close to 13 years ago, and it is the number one organic snack food brand in Canada, and we're bringing that to the US. We don't have the Nature's Path logo on it, except on the back of pack, but it really stands as its own pillar for authentically crafted tortilla chips, organic tortilla chips. Love Crunch really stood very close to my wife and I, so it has a very strong Love Crunch branding on it, but it has the endorsement of Nature's Path as the master brand. And then we purchased a small organic baby food company, which is number three player in Canada. And it's grown to be a strong part of our business, which is Love Child Organics. And that brand also is endorsed by Nature's Path. So we look at all the product lines and where we might be able to expand our brand, where we've learned over the years that maybe, hey, you can't push the brand that far. For example, we launched pasta one year, and that didn't do too well as an innovation in expanding our footprint. But where we have, say, launched oatmeal or granola, those extensions have been much more natural for us and allows the consumer to realize that Nature's Path really stands for strong organic authenticity and delicious taste.
Building on that organic and great taste, where do you see the brand going next?
We're always trying to figure out that question, where we can lead and where we can bring new and exciting things to our consumers, whether that's new superfoods, definitely the trend around GLP-1s and people eating more protein. And I think the future is also, as you eat more protein, I think people aren't getting enough fiber. So definitely getting more fiberful cereals and granola, I think, is a big focus for us. I think people want to be able to, especially younger consumers, are looking more and more at companies and saying, what are you doing for our communities? What are you doing for sustainability? How can we know that you're not greenwashing? So I think for us, where we've had success and where we've had the most fulfillment as a family who runs this business and as a company is really tying our products into supporting great initiatives. So Love Crunch supports food banks, EnviroKids. We support all these endangered species and habitat protection. I think as we continue to move forward, I want to see more causes that we can tie to our products that are authentically helping communities and causes around the world.
Oh, that's a perfect place to end the conversation on. I can't thank you enough for sharing your journey, and most importantly, for carrying on this amazing tradition of Nature's Path and what it means to the industry overall.
Thank you for your time today, Dave. And if I could leave you just with one last thought, which is our mission here at Nature's Path is to always leave the soil or the earth better than you found it. So we thank all of our partners, our customers, our team members who are working hard at that every day to make sure that we can live up to that high value.
Thank you again, and we'll continue the conversation again soon. So thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like the show, hit that rating and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And for more resources, head over to predictingtheturn.com.